Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation.
Number 1.
No, no. I asked you to get me the economics test book, not the textbook.
Oh, no wonder the cashier looked at me that way.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 2.
You did an excellent job on that presentation.
Thanks. I put a lot of time into it.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
I can't find my wallet, and it has more than $100 in it.
Calm down a minute. Have you checked the coat you had on this morning?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 4.
I waited for you at the library for more than 30 minutes yesterday. Weren't we supposed to meet at noon?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I've been so wrapped up in my science project, it just slipped my mind.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
This is the most boring dormitory party I've ever been to.
It certainly could use some livening up.
What does the man imply? Number 6.
I've got 3 exams tomorrow. I can't possibly study for all of them.
I'm just glad I'm not in your shoes.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
My roommate Karen makes the best salads. I don't understand why mine never taste as good as hers.
It's not such a mystery. She's a vegetarian and has simply perfected the art.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Do you think you could help me get a new couch into my apartment this weekend?
Didn't you make arrangements to have it delivered? That'd be easier, and it's free.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 9.
The opening of the new photo exhibit was great. I thought you said you were coming too, to meet the artist.
Oh, no. That was last weekend?
What can be inferred about the man? Number 10.
Are you going to buy that? I'm not sure I like it on you.
Well, it is comfortable. Perfect for our trip. Maybe I'd better find a mirror so I can see how it looks.
What is the man doing? Number 11.
Ugh, I can't figure out why I can't get my computer to print.
Did you check the cables? Sometimes they just get loose.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 12.
I'm going out to the golf course this afternoon. Would you like to come along? I could use a few pointers on my game.
I'd be glad to, but I'm not sure what I could show you.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
I think I'll take 3 of these tablets. My head is killing me.
You'd better read the label carefully first.
What does the woman imply the man should do? Number 14.
I thought you weren't planning to come home for supper.
Oh, but I was.
What does the woman mean? Number 15.
I'm really looking forward to taking up piano this semester.
I hope you do better than I did when I took lessons. I just don't have an ear for music.
What does the woman mean? Number 16.
Did you pick up some French bread at the bakery?
A sign on the window said closed. Please call again.
What does the man mean? Number 17.
I'm nervous about the job interview I have this afternoon.
Relax. Just let them know about your background. It's perfect for the job.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 18.
I really don't see the value of these modern paintings. They look like the kind of pictures my 4-year-old nephew paints.
And I'll bet he uses brighter colors, too.
What can be inferred about the speakers? Number 19.
Are you flying or taking the train home for the summer?
Neither. Since I've got this job at the university library, my parents are just going to come visit sometime in July.
What does the woman mean? Number 20.
Do you have any idea when tonight's rehearsal will be over?
Beats me. You could try asking Jeff.
What does the man mean?
Go on to the next page.
Number 21.
The music we were playing last night didn't disturb you, did it?
I was trying to get some work done.
What does the man imply about the music? Number 22.
The election's tomorrow. Do you want to help me put up some more campaign posters?
I don't see why we should bother. The people who are going to vote have already made up their minds.
What does the man imply? Number 23.
Jessie's doing well in chemistry now, isn't she?
Yes, she's really come a long way.
What does the man say about Jessie? Number 24.
I give up. I'll never learn how to ski as well as you.
Don't be discouraged. Remember, I practically grew up on skis.
What does the woman imply? Number 25.
Your neighbors used to grow the most wonderful peaches.
You have a good memory. The tree went down in a storm a few years ago, and I'd completely forgotten about it.
What does the man imply? Number 26.
Jack's plan to move across the country and start his own business is really brave, but I hope he knows what he's doing.
Oh, I know. I can't help but wonder how he's ever going to manage it.
What does the man mean? Number 27.
I hear that Professor Jones is going to be on the news tonight. Could I come over and watch it?
Well, a bunch of us from class are going to go over to Dave's to watch it. Want to join us?
What will the speakers probably do this evening? Number 28.
I've been combing the classifieds for an apartment.
I think there are some good rentals on the bulletin board outside the student center.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 29.
Look at it pour. So much for our tennis game.
Yeah, and since it's supposed to keep up all night, we ought to forget about tomorrow's lunch game, too.
What does the man imply? Number 30.
The phone will be installed tomorrow.
Oh, so you did order it.
What had the woman assumed?
This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page.